Welcome to the Transitions Daily podcast. Transitions Daily is an online recovery group that offers a daily distribution of popular recovery resources accompanied by a secret Facebook group for discussion. We hope you enjoy today's readings.
This is Transitions Daily for April 17th, read by Buddy C. from Atlanta, Georgia. AA thoughts for the day. Rationalization. We constructively criticize someone who needed it, when our real motive was to win a useless argument. We were depressed and complained we felt bad, when in fact we were mainly asking for sympathy and attention. This odd trait of mind and emotion, this perverse wish to hide a bad motive underneath a good one, permeates human affairs from top to bottom. Learning daily to spot, admit, and correct these flaws is the essence of character building and good living. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, pages 94 and 95. Thought to consider. A victim is a spectator in his life. Acronyms. Fear. Face everything and recover. Just for today, anonymity from the three legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous. The intense drive that most of us alcoholics have for money, prestige, and power then crashed into the open by way of broken anonymity at the public level. This development of the 1945 to 1950 period was made even more dangerous by the fact that most of the anonymity breakers meant well. Sometimes these folks wanted to use the AA name publicly in order to help other good causes. Sometimes they just wanted their names and pictures in the papers always, of course, to help AA. We saw that the risk to AA would be appalling if all our power drivers finally got loose at the public level. Scores of them were already doing it. So AA headquarters got to work. We wrote remonstrances, kind ones, of course, to every breaker. We sent letters to nearly all press, radio, and publishing outlets, explaining why AA should not break their anonymity before the general public. Group feeling, combined with the headquarters efforts, finally squeezed the anonymity breakers down to a mere handful within a few years. Had this tendency not been checked, the whole character of our society could have changed, and its future could have been fearfully compromised. Alcoholics Anonymous Comes of Age, page 209. Daily Reflections. Love and fear as opposites. All these failings generate fear, a soul sickness in its own right. 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 49. Fear knocked at the door. Faith answered. No one was there. I don't know to whom this quote should be attributed, but it certainly indicates clearly that fear is an illusion. I create the illusion myself. I experienced fear early in my life, and I mistakenly thought that the mere presence of it made me a coward. I didn't know that one of the definitions of courage is the willingness to do the right thing in spite of fear. Courage, then, is not necessarily the absence of fear. During the times I didn't have love in my life, I most assuredly had fear. To fear God is to be afraid of joy. In looking back, I realized that during the times I feared God most, there was no joy in my life. As I learned not to fear God, I also learned to experience joy. As Bill sees it, face the music. Don't be too discouraged about that slip. Practically always, we drunks learn the hard way. Your idea of moving on to somewhere else may be good, or it may not. Perhaps you've got into an emotional or economic jam that can't be well handled where you are. But maybe you're doing just what all of us have done at one time or another. Maybe you're running away. Why don't you try to think that through again carefully? Are you really placing recovery first? Or are you making it contingent upon other people, places, or circumstances? You may find it ever so much better to face the music right where you are now, and with the help of the AA program win through. Before you make a decision, weigh it in these terms. It's from a letter, 1949. Big book quote. It is easy to let up on the spiritual program of action and rest on our laurels. We're headed for trouble if we do, for alcohol is a subtle foe. We're not cured of alcoholism. What we really have is a daily reprieve, contingent on the maintenance of our spiritual condition. Alcoholics Anonymous, Into Action, page 85. 24 hours a day. AA thought for the day. Every time we go to an AA meeting, every time we say the Lord's Prayer, every time we have a quiet time before breakfast, we're paying a premium on our insurance against taking that first drink. And every time we help another alcoholic, we're making a large payment on our drink insurance. We're making sure that our policy doesn't lapse. Am I building an endowment in serenity, peace, and happiness that will put me on easy street for the rest of my life? Meditation for the day. I gained faith by my own experience of God's power in my life, the constant, persistent recognition of God's Spirit in all my personal relationships, the ever-accumulating weight of evidence in support of God's guidance, the numberless instances which seeming chance or wonderful coincidence can be traced to God's purpose in my life. All these things gradually engender a feeling of wonder, humility, and gratitude to God. These in turn are followed by a more sure and abiding faith in God and His purposes. Prayer for the day. Pray that my faith may be strengthened every day. Pray that I may find confirmation of my life in the good things that have come into my life. Hazelden Foundation, P.O. Box 176, Center City, Minnesota 55012. I'm Buddy, and I'm an alcoholic.
We hope you enjoy today's readings. You can also receive Transitions Daily via email and discuss today's readings in our secret Facebook group. So for more information, go to dailyaaemails.com today.
Other than the 24 hours a day reading, unless otherwise specified, all quotes copyright Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., 1952 through 2001.